Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Debate night for Democrats.
Can anyone slow down the surging Sanders campaign?
President's case for re-election.
Our market will jump thousands and thousands of points if I win.
Coronavirus concern.
It is time to do everything you would do in preparing for a pandemic.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. A week from Super Tuesday, and it's shaping up to be a key night for Democrats running for president. They'll debate tonight on CBS ahead of Saturday's South Carolina primary, and the frontrunner Bernie Sanders is facing some sharp criticism. Political correspondent Ed O'Keefe is in Charleston.
Bernie Sanders defended his praise for Fidel Castro.
He formed the Literacy Brigade. You know what? I think teaching people to read and write is a good thing.
The Castro Literacy Program did teach hundreds of thousands of people to read and write in the 1960s, but it was also used to spread communist propaganda. Democrats like Congresswoman Debbie Mercosell Powell from Florida, a battleground state with a large Cuban-American population, blasted the comments.
Those comments are extremely hurtful to so many people here in my area and very offensive.
Meanwhile, former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg is looking to bounce back from a shaky debate performance.
We have a very few non-disclosure agreements.
How many is
there? Let me finish.
How many is there?
At a Woman for Mike rally last night in Texas, CBS News spoke to Diana Taylor, Bloomberg's longtime partner, about his company's use of non-disclosure agreements.
In none of them was he accused of doing anything and saying something nasty to a woman. That is not who he is.
I'm Stephen Portnoy in India with President Trump.
Our market will jump thousands and thousands of points if I win. If I don't win, you're going to see a crash like you've never seen before.
The president referenced a CBS News poll showing 65% of voters think he's probably going to win a second term.
I don't think there's anybody, frankly, on the other side that's going to be very inspirational.
At a news conference winding down his two-day tour of this country, the president insisted he's not receiving help from Russia.
I want no help from any country, and I haven't been given help from any country.
He pointed to reports Bernie Sanders has been briefed by the intelligence community about Russian efforts to intervene.
And they told Bernie about something having to do with they want Bernie to win. They did not tell me.
Well, futures markets are pointing higher this morning in the wake of yesterday's wipeout on Wall Street. The Dow lost more than 1,000 points amid concern about the coronavirus. Iran's deputy health minister tested positive for the virus. CBS's Mark Phillips has more on another growing hotspot, Italy.
Police have cordoned off areas near Milan and Venice, where about 50,000 people live. But the question is whether all the cases of the virus reported in Italy can be traced to this region. In Venice, where this is normally carnival time, the party's over. Luigi D'Angelo is coordinating Italy's emergency response.
The people have died because they were infected by other problems of health.
They were already sick.
Yeah, they were already sick.
The World Health Organization hasn't pressed the panic button and has refrained from calling this a pandemic. This is not an uncontained global spread, they say.
An Olympic official suggested today the Summer Games in Tokyo might have to be canceled if the virus isn't contained 2 months before they start in late July. One Harvey Weinstein accuser says the sky is blue again after his rape trial conviction. Another, actress Rosanna Arquette, says it's an important turning point.
You can't do this anymore. This is the beginning. It's a seismic shift in our culture.
CBS's Matt Piper on what's ahead.
Weinstein will be sentenced in just over 2 weeks on March 11th.
The two charges he was convicted of means he could face nearly 30 years in prison. But while the case in New York was going on, prosecutors in Los Angeles charged him with similar rape allegations dating back to 2013.
Weinstein, ordered to jail by the judge after the verdict, spent the night in a hospital room because of high blood pressure and complained of chest pains, too. New information this morning about the growing sexual misconduct outcry against a legendary opera star. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
Placido Domingo told investigators from the Opera Performers Union he was just being flirtatious. But more than two dozen people told the independent investigators they either witnessed inappropriate behavior or were sexually harassed themselves, including suffering reprisals if they turned him down. All this during the two decades Domingo held senior positions at Washington National Opera and Los Angeles Opera. A separate probe by L.A. Opera is ongoing. Steve?
Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has died at 91. In power for 30 years, he was ousted in the Arab Spring 9 years ago in 2011. Hours after she spoke at the memorial service for Kobe Bryant, Oregon hoop star Sabrina Ionescu became the first college player, man or woman, to reach 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, and 1,000 assists in a career and a win over Stanford. She said Bryant's daughter Gianna represented the game's future. CBS's Steve Futterman has more on the outpouring for the two yesterday in L.A.
It was a two-hour service full of emotion. Christina Aguilera sang Ave Maria. Alicia Keys performed Moonlight Sonata. The most moving part of the service came when Vanessa Bryant spoke lovingly about the husband she's lost.
We loved each other with our whole beings. Two perfectly imperfect people.
And even the great Michael Jordan was moved to tears.
When Kobe Bryant died, a piece of me died.
Steve Futterman, CBS News at Staples Center in Los Angeles.
Two parade deaths have cast a cloud over Mardi Gras in New Orleans, but the traditional climax to the celebration carries on.
Rex, the king of carnival, arrived to fanfare and his loyal subjects. He delivered a decree
that during the great celebration, all commercial endeavors be suspended throughout the realm so that pleasure may rule both day and night.
Mayor LaToya Cantrell ceremonially agreed to hand the city over for one day.
Turning this on over to Rex.
Then fireworks flew over the Mississippi River. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Many of us have fitness goals. CBS's Jim Shenevy says attaining them may take more than you think.
So you have a Fitbit and you're stacking up 10,000 steps a day hoping to lose weight. Well, forget about it. At least so say researchers at Brigham Young University. Their studies found that 10,000 steps is not a magical formula for staying thin. 10,000 steps works out to around 500 calories, what you'd get in a large McDonald's fries. In fact, researchers found that while an efficient way to burn energy, no amount of walking is enough to prevent weight gain all by itself. You still need to put down that fork. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
After one of the most talked about heavyweight title fights in years, Deontay Wilder says he will use a contract clause to set the wheels in motion for a rematch with a man who beat him, Tyson Fury. The fight's expected to take place over the summer. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.